Statistics shapes our daily experiences in ways we rarely notice. When Netflix recommends a movie you end up loving, or Target sends pregnancy-related coupons to a teenager before her father knows she's pregnant, you're witnessing statistical analysis in action. These aren't random coincidences. They're the result of sophisticated data analysis that transforms raw information into actionable insights. Statistics helps us process information, whether trivial, who was baseball's greatest player, or profound, what's happening to America's middle class. In our algorithm-governed world, understanding statistics isn't just academically valuable, it's essential for navigating modern life. Statistics serves three fundamental purposes: describing our world, making inferences from limited data, and identifying relationships between variables. While formulas might seem intimidating, the concepts behind them are surprisingly intuitive and incredibly powerful when applied to real-world situations. When analyzing data, averages can be dangerously misleading. If Bill Gates walks into a bar with 10 people earning $35,000, the average income soars to $91 million, yet no one got richer. The median, middle value, tells a more accurate story, remaining $35,000 regardless of outliers. Standard deviation shows how widely data points spread from their mean. Consider two groups averaging 155 pounds, airline passengers versus marathon runners. Passengers' weights vary dramatically, while marathoners cluster tightly. Standard deviation captures this spread in one number. The normal distribution, bell curve, describes many natural phenomena. Its predictability is precise. 68.2% of observations fall within one standard deviation of the mean, 95.4% within two, and 99.7% within three. For complex phenomena, we use indices combining multiple measures. The UN Human Development Index merges income, life expectancy, and education metrics. To gauge middle-class health, economists track inflation-adjusted median wages, revealing American middle-class stagnation over 30 years while the top 10% prospered. Statistics can be technically accurate yet misleading. Precision reflects exactitude, 41.6 miles. While accuracy measures truth. Precision often creates false certainty, as when McCarthy claimed to have 205 communists in government, his list was blank. U.S. manufacturing illustrates this ambiguity. While output grew steadily, employment fell by 6 million jobs in a decade. Both are true. America remains a manufacturing powerhouse, but requires fewer workers due to increased productivity. Mean versus median choices can distort reality. The Bush administration's claim of tax cuts averaging $1,083 for 92 million Americans was technically true, but the median cut was under $100. A few wealthy recipients skewed the average upward. Comparing unlike quantities creates meaningless statistics. Just as comparing prices across currencies requires conversion, financial comparisons across time need inflation adjustment. Hollywood manipulates box office records by using unadjusted figures to make recent films appear more successful. Measuring what matters is crucial. School evaluations based solely on test scores are incomplete, failing to account for students' different backgrounds and starting points. The true measure isn't absolute achievement, but the value added by schools and teachers. Correlation expresses relationships between variables as a number from negative 1 to 1. Positive correlation means variables move together, negative means they move oppositely, and 0 shows no relationship. Being unit-free, correlation enables comparisons across different measurements. The SAT illustrates correlation's value. While GPA alone imperfectly predicts college success, SAT scores show a 0.56 correlation with first-year college grades. Using both measures provides the strongest prediction, 0.64 correlation. Yet correlation doesn't imply causation. SAT scores correlate with household televisions, but TVs don't improve scores. Both reflect family wealth. This appears in SAT math scores. Students from $200,000-plus households average 586 versus 460 for sub-$20,000 households. Regression analysis reveals relationships in data when controlled experiments aren't possible, finding best-fit linear relationships while controlling for confounding factors. However, regression can mislead, as shown when hormone replacement therapy's statistical benefits were later contradicted by clinical trials revealing health risks. In 1981, Schlitz Brewing leveraged the similarity of mainstream beer tastes during NFL playoffs. When half of Michelob drinkers chose Schlitz in blind tests, essentially coin flips, it made compelling advertising. Statistical reality often contradicts our fears. A falling NASA satellite in 2011 had 1 in 21 trillion odds of hitting someone. Backyard pools are 100 times riskier for children than guns. Post-9/11 fear of flying led to increased driving, resulting in 344 additional traffic deaths monthly in late 2001. Expected value, the product of outcomes and their probabilities, guides smart decisions. In a die game paying $1 to $6, the $3.50 expected value indicates profitability. While impossible to earn exactly $3.50 on one roll, this number reveals if the game is worth playing. The law of large numbers proves that results eventually match expected values. This explains casino profits and why lottery tickets, returning 56 cents per dollar, are poor investments. Those elaborate casino buildings stand as monuments to mathematical certainty. Statistics are only as reliable as those who interpret them. The 2008 financial crisis demonstrated this when Wall Street's value-at-risk, VAR models, reduced complex risk into a single number suggesting 99% certainty. This oversimplification proved dangerous. The models relied on historical data that couldn't predict unprecedented market shifts and ignored the devastating 1% tail risk that ultimately caused massive losses. A critical error occurs when related events are treated as independent. Pediatrician Sir Roy Meadow made this mistake when calculating the probability of multiple infant deaths in one family as 1/8500 squared, ignoring possible genetic links. Conversely, the gambler's fallacy shows how people fail to recognize true independence, wrongly believing that after several black outcomes in roulette, red becomes more likely. Humans tend to see patterns in randomness. Apparent cancer clusters in neighborhoods or the Sports Illustrated jinx, where featured athletes perform worse after coverage, often represent either random chance or simple reversion to the mean rather than meaningful correlations. In our data-rich era, statistical tools address social challenges that were once navigated blindly. During the Great Depression, policymakers lacked basic metrics like GDP and unemployment figures. Today's abundance of data helps answer crucial societal questions. Economist Esther DeFlo demonstrates statistics' impact through controlled experiments. In rural Indian schools, she tested teacher attendance bonuses using tamper-proof cameras. This intervention halved absenteeism, improved test scores, and increased student advancement. CDC data shows autism spectrum disorder diagnoses have doubled to affect 1 in 88 American children. The crucial question, is this a true epidemic or better diagnosis? With lifetime costs of $3.5 million per individual, understanding causes remains vital. Our ability to analyze massive data sets raises privacy concerns. Retailers like Target use predictive analytics to understand customer behavior, even identifying pregnant shoppers before their families know. While statistics is essential, math cannot replace human judgment. Statistical power lies in knowing which questions to ask and how to interpret answers. In our algorithm-driven world, statistical literacy has become crucial for understanding modern life.